The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, NASA launched Ranger 9 on a one-way mission to impact the moon with its cameras running. Some scientists at NASA weren't thrilled with this moonshot, since Ranger 9 carried no instruments except for its cameras and a transmitter to send those images back to Earth until the moment of impact. As a trade-off, the scientists got to nominate Ranger's target, a crater suspected of being volcanic in origin. For the first time, a Ranger space probe's fall to the moon was broadcast live on TV. Actor Timothy Dalton was born on this day in 1944. Gary Oldman was born in 1958.
We're in. Hello.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Matthew Broderick of War Games and Ferris Bueller fame was born today in 1962, as was comic writer Mark Waid, who gave us the miniseries Kingdom Come. In 1981, the Fourth Doctor ventured forth into his next life as the BBC broadcast the final episode of Doctor Who, starring Tom Baker.
Doctor!
It's the end, but the moment has been prepared for.
His reign as the Doctor is still unmatched, lasting just over 6 years. In 1983, fresh from a merger with Gulf Western, parent company of Paramount, video game maker Sega brought the 23rd century to arcades for only 25 cents.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
As Star Trek Strategic Operations Simulator made its debut in American arcades. And in 2003, as far as Farscape fans knew, this was the end of the road.
John! Aaron! Get inside!
Dogger, do you know what it is?
I have no idea whatsoever! Just come back inside!
Give me a break! We're in a boat!
Tracker scouts were correct. And Leviathan partially submerged. Two invaders have exited their ship. Request orders.
Are they gonna make it? Doggo!
Do you have target acquisition?
Positive.
I scan no armaments.
Neutralize invaders for analysis.
Acknowledged. Neutralization run beginning.
Hatch doors are open! Hurry up!
The fourth season of Farscape ended on a killer cliffhanger, one that the show's producers assumed they'd have a fifth season to finish off. Instead, the cliffhanger would have to wait for the Farscape Peacekeeper Wars miniseries in 2004. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.